Hello everybody, so today what I want to talk about is copywriting. Why? Okay, I might be a little bit biased on this, but I truly think that copywriting is the best business around these days, you know? And it's something that can be continued easily from home even while you are quarantined. So I thought since we have been talking about different business ideas, and especially those that are easily to start and can be sustained while we are in quarantine, I thought why not discuss this particular and interesting type of business that I have myself been involved in for quite some time now. So what exactly is copywriting? You see, every single business on the planet these days needs a copy. Whether you're familiar with precisely what copywriting is or not, just think of it as any single word written for the purpose of business or making sales. So for Facebook ads, social media posts, emails, print copy, website content, all of that is considered copywriting and is needed by businesses, whether they are small, large, online, offline, you name it, copywriting is required. Now, copywriting is one of the only creative businesses that allows you to get paid with nothing more than just having a laptop of your own. You don't need any fancy software programs or, you know, like Adobe Premiere to edit the video or Photoshop to edit the graphics. No, nothing like that is required. All you need is a laptop and a Word file document. Now, most people don't even know that these types of careers or professions exist. You see, the general impression is that you either have to be a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, an accountant, a teacher, or something else like that. But once you explore this world of online marketing and copywriting, you feel like there's a whole new creative career world out there. In every business, for every single product, for every single launch, for every email, everything needs people's eyeballs on the copy. Or, which means actually, I'm talking about the content that we put into all these things. Most people are essentially starting from scratch when it comes to building and starting their own copywriting business. So that might be where you are also right now since you're listening to this podcast. Maybe you've studied some courses, maybe you want to get into it, or maybe you haven't done any of that. And what I want to tell you today is that that's all okay. It's completely okay. Because I'm here to give you 6 steps that you need to take before you start over with your copywriting business if you're interested. But before I dive into my 6 steps, there's something I want to nip in the bud about copywriting. And that is this misconception that in order to be a good copywriter, you have to be a classically trained writer, or you need to, you know, have straight A's in your record in English class in university or college. I can tell you now that none of that is true. All you need to become a good copywriter is empathy, creativity, and a passion for writing. You see, here's the thing. We are given this extremely amazing skill set to be able to communicate through words. And every single business needs that skill set. That's why copywriters are so highly paid nowadays. And, you know, they are so sought after by every single business on the planet that you'll be surprised if you get into this career direction. So truly, all you need to start writing is empathy, creativity, and a passion for writing. And then with that, you layer on the tactics and the strategies and the conversion principles and the psychology. And of course, there's always continuous room for improvement as long as you have the willingness to do that. So now let's move on to the 6 steps you should take if you are considering starting your at-home copywriting business. Now, the first step is to study. And this just cannot be reinforced enough. Don't take just one copywriting certification program and call yourself a copywriter. Get out there, learn from the best, buy programs, sign up for courses, enroll into seminars, do all of that stuff. Whatever you do, just never stop studying, because in the field of copywriting, there's always more and more and more to learn. You see, I have been offering copywriting services to my clients for quite a while now, and I still absolutely love reading and learning and constantly improving myself and getting more and more knowledge. I love to listen to other people's podcasts, learning from the best of the best out there, keep on reading books and reviews and, you know, listening to maybe YouTube videos and everything that generally increases my knowledge on the topics that I'm interested to create content on. Just always hone your craft and focus on how you can get better and better and better. That's all what copywriting is about. You cannot stop studying. You just have to keep on studying and have your motivation intact to keep on learning new things so that you can keep on creating your content and keep on creating your copy that is able to attract traffic to people's products and services, and they're able to sell them. That's the whole point. Okay? Now, step number two is to get crystal clear on what you offer. Now, as I mentioned earlier, that every single business on the planet needs writers, but would you be writing copy or just simple content? There's a difference in these two, you see. Do you want to write long-form sales letters or social media posts? You want to make videos or you want to make Facebook ads? Which one is it? And how do you want to serve your clients? Do you want to work part-time for them? Do you want to get full-time employment? Do you want to do contract-based jobs? Or what is it exactly that, what is the model that you want to follow as a copywriter to offer your services? Now, before you start promoting your services, you have to make sure to take some time out to map out what your freelance business would look like and how you plan to offer your services. This is really important. Now, I know that in the beginning that can be quite tough because you'd probably feel like taking any job that comes your way in order to get started, you know? It's always exciting to get the first few clients whenever you're starting to offer any new kind of service just to get your business started. And that's actually fine, but just remember that the first few clients that you have really sets the foundation for the types of clients that you'll be getting in the future. And that's because, you know, a lot of business owners want to hire writers with experience in their particular niche. So let's say you get started in personal development. If you do that, then that could become your niche of copywriting. Now, that's good for you and you're in good luck if personal development is something that you just love to write and read about and never get tired of learning on it. But if that's something that you just did as a small project for one client and are not really interested to pursue that as your niche for the future, then you might need to reconsider taking that client in the first place. Okay? Some other examples of niches could be to write about pets or parenting or real estate or finance. You see, there are literally so many niches out there that are looking for great copywriters, and the more specific that you can be and better you can show up and serve your ideal client, the more effective and faster growing your business is going to get. So it's really important that you take some time out to think about this in the beginning, because this is really going to set the foundation for the types of clients that you'll be attracting in the future and really niche you into a specific area of copywriting. The more experience you have, the better you're going to get. Okay? All right. Step number four is to write a self-sales pitch. Okay, I know this sounds a little bit icky, especially if you don't feel comfortable selling yourself, if you're that kind of a person, but you have to know that if you're going to learn how to write for other people and sell other people's products, you need to know how to sell yourself as well to begin with. So that's why the last two steps were so important. Once you get very clear on what you offer and who you're going to serve, this step will become so important and really help you find your niche. Now, the most important thing to remember with this step is just be honest about where you're at. A lot of business owners actually don't want to hire the most seasoned and experienced writers because they're looking to train someone who's really going to learn from them and adapt to their particular brand voice. So if you are really just starting out, don't worry about it. Don't lie about it. You can tell people that you're just starting off. Okay, and allow them to train you in their brand voice so that you can master that particular niche that you're going to pursue in the future. Just be super honest, just show up and just deliver whatever results that you can get for them. Okay, moving on. Step number five is to build your online portfolio and profile. So here comes the most important question. How are your clients going to find you if they can't find you? You see, now that you've taken some time to get clear on what you offer and what you serve, and you've written out a little bit of a self-sales page, you need to make yourself easily discoverable on the internet. You see, your portfolio could be on LinkedIn, on Instagram, Facebook, as an Upwork profile, or the best would actually be to have your own personal website set up. You see, when clients start hearing your name, they're immediately going to Google you and see where you're present and where you're active online. So you're really going to want to have a portfolio and some kind of a social proof as well on the internet. If you have worked with anyone in the past, get a testimonial from them and publish it on your portfolio. There's no harm in asking somebody you have worked for to write a positive review for you and then publish it on your portfolio. This is actually so huge, and it's something that surprisingly so many creative people often forget to do, you know? Immediately after you have a positive exchange with the client, just ask them for a testimonial, a brief, good-looking testimonial. And these can be added to your Facebook fan page, to a Google review, or to your website. You see, the thing is, positive reviews and testimonials are going to really, really increase your chances of getting more and more clients. And this just cannot be emphasized enough once again. Also, always keep some good writing samples with yourself, whether they're paid jobs or you've done them in your free time or you've done them as a free offer for the first few clients that you get. Always have some writing samples to show any potential clients that you are approaching or who are approaching you to consider to hire you for their business. Go out and find clients you can do some sample work for. Anything you can do to really build up that portfolio is just going to help you in the long term. And having samples, lots and lots of writing samples in your portfolio is the best thing that you can add to your portfolio, actually. And then, of course, the more clients you get, the easier it actually becomes to keep on building up your portfolio constantly. Now, moving on, the sixth step is to actually go out and find clients, right? You see, I'm a huge believer in both a push and a pull strategy. What I've been talking about until now was a lot about the pull strategy. Get very clear on what you offer, get clear on who you serve, get an online portfolio presence and profile set up so the right people can find you, and you do all that stuff, but now you also need to have a push strategy for your services, right? So in terms of a push strategy, which means really going out there and finding those clients you want to work with, you've got to be a little bit more strategic. You're going to need some marketing skills. You might want to have a friend or two who's into marketing to help you strategize your marketing plan, and simply think and strategize how exactly are you going to contact all the potential clients and pitch to them yourself and your services to get some business out of them, okay? Now, you might want to start with cold calling. You might want to be working for many projects for free in the beginning. You can be sending out emails to businesses you think could use a better copy for their material. You could be reaching out to potential clients over social media, and so on and so forth. Right? So this is where you'll need to be a little bit more strategic, and you need to have some ground in the marketing field to kickstart your whole business. In case the pull strategy is not enough, a push strategy becomes compulsory for anything to just start off and get you the first few clients. Okay? So there you have it. Those are my six steps you should take if you're looking to start a freelance copywriting business. And I'll be back soon with tips to start other kinds of businesses, small businesses, large businesses, whatever it is, and especially something that you can start off and earn income from during this quarantine phase of our lives. Okay, so stay tuned.